mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Welcome from the multiverse, wherever you find yourself vibrating. Attune this way, and let us have some fun. Today, join as we wander in auspicious coincidence together.
Nagas and spirits, as above, so below. It's time to play once again with the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Here I am, Lowly Yogi. I've taken the next step. Spirit Foot, Eye of the Dragon. This is going to be fun, y'all. This is it. Here we go. Let's go play. Spirit Foot, Eye of the Dragon, Chapter 1, Love's Demise. How many spirits does it take to screw in a light bulb? Spirits don't need light bulbs, you sneaky imp. Santos and Rantos were scouting ahead into the unknown. Jokes and laughters always made the journey fun. And if it was fun, it was easy. And easy is how Santos and Rantos rolled. Today they were gathering intel for Spiritfoot, and their path took them to Lady Memory and the Muses. Her palace within the pyramid of Lady Nyx called them forward. The fastest way, not always the most direct, took the two balls of mischievous joy to the back of the pyramid. Not much for looking, but look around, brother. This place is off the hook. Crystals filled the space around them with great stacks of resonance, calling each and every memory in their pulsations. What are we looking for? You're right. Wow, these crystals over here have an edgy feeling to them. Each stack is different in its own nature. We're looking for practice, a voice called from the crystals. Remembering, a second voice called in return. Singing, a third voice called out, and all of the crystals began to dance with a life of their own. The three muses, daughters of Lady Memory, came forward into the faceted space. Each held their presence of the name they shared and moved through the crystals, making them their own play toys. These five, imps and muses, took each other in their attention and opened to greet the beauty within each of them. Practice, industrious in her movements, was the first to extend an invitation and greeting to the imps. As the flowing dream of the Muses three moved forward, both Santos and Rantos bowed their hands in Anjali to honor the presence of the three roots of the creative dance in the mother's display. Welcome to the Hall of Memory. Some call it the Akashic Records. Others, the Library of the Great Mother's Mind. Practice's voice resonated the crystals around her, bringing illumination and a medicine long forgotten. Thank you, said Remembering. Your presence has already brought forth healing, she said, calling resonance to the most ancient of the crystal stacks, as she took the medicine from the stack and handed it to Rantos. A gift for Otto. He will know how to bring the practice of this jewel to fruition. What brings you two to the Hall of Lady Memory? Is there a purpose for your journey on this most auspicious of occasions? Fun and purpose, Santos and Rantos chimed in at the same tempo, bringing the Muses three to laughter. Now that is a thing to see, murmured Rantos, as all of the memories danced to life in the sisters' laughter. Memories throughout time and space danced to life and shared their ancient musings with the imps. We are having fun. What is your purpose? Singing called out through her laughter. As the laughter settled and the dance of memory found its repose, Santos turned and bowed to his brother. With ease and confidence asked, Rantos, would you like the honor of sharing our purpose today? It would be a joy, my good imp. Sisters three, first and above all, it is so good to meet you on your ground. Thank you for all of your gifts over the years. To create with you is a joy. I thank each of you for each and every visit you have offered this silly imp. Our wonder is not at all aimless. There is a mystery we must solve, as Spiritfoot's dreams have called her to address another prophecy. We seek the understanding of why all beings find themselves trapped in hell cells with demon torturers to call out and feed the fires of the gods with their suffering. We are at the end of days, to be sure. There is no soul that is not tormented in this way. The end of days is a time when the rain of horrors falls on the just and the unjust alike, a time when there is no end of suffering and the only freedom is the middle way. That sounds about right, said Santos. Come this way. I will guide you to the stack you seek. The three fell in, and Santos and Rontos followed suit. They followed, remembering as she guided them through the maze of the mother's mind. It was a bad deal, as I recall. Yes, over here. This way, around that ancient stack. No one comes here, as we all wish we could forget this ugly deal of the gods and the hells it led us into. Can't ignore forever. Do you hear how the illness calls out for attention? We are getting close now. Do you feel the greed of ownership? That is how I know we are close. Oh, it is a stench most foul. Damn, that's worse than the ball of Nagarath. What a horrible stench. We sisters were very glad to hear your voices in the hall. We have waited with despair, lost in the belief it will never be resolved. And yet, here you two are, just as was foretold. Bright and bushy-winged, ready for another adventure. I believe that is how the prophecy reads. Two imps, bright and bushy-winged, ready for adventure, will come to the back door most direct and surprise the three who are never taken by surprise, said Remembering. Every word true and accounted for, said Practice. Now to the matter at hand, concluded Singing. Let us show you the crystals and reveal the path for Spiritfoot and her tribe. As the next line dictates, how the imps will cry and know the need. This is in the depths of their blood, all the many practices of ownership, so that no evil little trickster might find its way back into the field. Remembering sang the lines of the prophecy for all to practice and sing. Feast until they could bear no more. Only the imps of death may dare this task. Feed the wonderful pranksters until they have no more stomach for the practice of ownership. For there is no horror to be spared, as every potent pain of power will be needed when it, the time of change, demands its needs for the reweaving of the dream. Oh, brother, this is going to suck. Don't you go complaining. You know we were meant for this task. Trained by the greatest of Garudas, we can blue-throat this matter. The muses tinkled with joy and sparkled the depths of the memory tree they had come to see. Strange giants roamed in an idyllic, what looked to be an ocean paradise. Grand in a perfect circle, the imps saw before them a giant metropolis of light and technology. Flying vehicles and light paths taking citizens wherever they wished to go. Santos and Rontos took in the great city-state like flying falcons, not missing a piece, as each fell into place supporting the next. The imps noted, no reason as to why, that all of the technology was driven by the creative fire, and fire seemed to be making himself scarce. There was a desperation in this city-state. Have you ever seen Atlantis before? No, I haven't, now that you mention it, Rontos and Santos chimed together. Well, you are about to watch its demise, said Remembering. These giants are about to make a very bad deal with the gods. Here they come now. The 33 gods had sent their messenger with a plan and a set of instructions to be followed if they, these foolish giants, chose to sign the pact to feed the fires through the Dark Ages. Like a slip of lightning, the messenger shot fearlessly to the heart temple of Atlantis. I opened the minds of some Greek bards who shared the tale you are about to witness. Settle in, said Remembering. The muses brought hospitality into the space for the imps' tables. Tables, chairs, drinks, and feasts steaming to whet the appetite. Joy filled Santos and Rantos, as with all great minds, they spoke out, and it came the very same words. You read our mind, and got you, beauties, you. On cue, they took their seats and offered the feast to the spirits as they consumed with delight. Three into one, Remembering, practicing, and singing, stirred the crystals to tell their tale to the purposeful wanderers. Resonance opened the mother's mind, and the imps bore witness as the Atlantean giants gave their consent to the messenger that they would open the eye of the dragon to feed the hearth of the mother, the creative they were all so in need to fuel their reality. With contracts signed and sealed. Oh, I wouldn't. Oh, he did that. Oh, silly, silly giant. What happens next? Next, the messenger took from within his most secret mystery the pocket of Hermes, the instructions for the ritual to come. The main course, as good as it was, turned out to be hard for the imps to get down as they watched the giants, who believed they were saving their civilization, perform the ritual to open the last gate, the gate of Shiva's terrible wrath. Ignorant to what they had done, the imps watched as a great pillar of pure potency opened into the ocean and the sky. The spine of the cosmic highway had been tricked into opening before its time, and there was a cost. The blast engulfed love, the only being able to meet it in a shell which became impenetrable and unending ash of Shiva's terrible wrath. Without the grace of love to hold up the mother's laws, gods fell like rain into the depths of neglect. Without love, they created a system of great evil. Bear witness to it. The practice of ownership. The muses played out the evolution into the great depths of the Dark Ages. The dessert became unedible. The horror of the unending torture of the hell cells took all the joy out of the cream puffs. Stomachs turned and resuscitude steeled. The imps knew that Spiritfoot would find the way to reverse this madness. And as only she could, meet each and every ritual to bring the potency to fruition. The muses knew the minds of the imps, and together they bore witness to the eye of the dragon opening. In that moment, the muses took from the stack the crystal holding all that Spiritfoot would need. The quest to heal love's demise must begin with a tea date. Muses three, send two imps with two crystals, so that Spiritfoot may find her way to the lords of materialism. So Otto may practice the medicine into being to complete the closing of the Eye of the Dragon. Ah, wahaha! Chapter one, the Eye of the Dragon. We're in it now. Well, there's six chapters, so 5 more weeks after this one. I look forward to all of you joining me on this adventure. It's a great adventure. It's so much fun. And it has been so far. If you do enjoy wandering with the Lowly Yogi, now that you've found me in this wonderful multiverse, please do share. And share your abundance as well if you want to support my sacred works. I have a little thing called Yogi Cash. And Yogi Cash could one day change the world. You never know. At any rate, much love to you all. Peace, ease, and joy, and a great adventure in your week. And play us out, Monkey Max. Play us out. ¶¶
mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last. Long have we gray-haired while the king of demons had his way. But no longer, no longer, it's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease may it never cease. We welcome joy and bliss and all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome body tender and mild. Welcome protection and welcome friends. It's been a long wait, but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer, and fall. Winter is Persephone's and sweetest of all. Welcome immortality. Welcome all. It's time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all you protectors, and we call you in. We welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.